With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome to an edition of Dynasty Cast on RotoViz Radio, brought to you by the Blue Wire Network and the RotoViz Radio Network. We're live, almost. You know, you're probably listening to this shortly after I recorded it, because I'm recording it Thursday morning, Nathan Powell is recording a solo episode, which means typically my solo episodes are a job and a half for our good friend, Justin Peek, our editor. But I typically ums and ahs and blah, 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 so many mess ups that you end up never hearing them. But this time, we don't have time for that. So you're going to be hearing a polished, awesome, no mistake Nathan Powell in your ears for the next 20 to 30 minutes. So Nathan Powell, solo podcast on RotoViz Radio, Dynasty Tradecast. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to go through a list of early offseason predictions, and I'm going to say reasonable take or give me a break. Usually I pin these to Dan, and he gives me his opinion. I'm able to figure out his opinion and if this is even a reasonable question. But today I'm asking questions to myself and I will be answering them myself. So you might be listening to this and be like, that's such a stupid question. You're answering it the right way, the wrong. Who cares? You're listening, Dynasty Tradecast. We're taking Dynasty Takes to the next level right here, end of January. We're rolling into February. Offseason, Dynasty offseason has already begun. We got dispersals and all those things, fun things going on. So let's get into some early offseason predictions. First, reasonable take or give me a break is only one of Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, Jimmy G will be on the 49ers roster September 1st. Now, I think that this most likely relies on other teams valuing Brock Purdy or Trey Lance. And I'm just not sure that's there yet. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's going to walk. He's going to end up somewhere where there's a pairing with a young quarterback. Maybe it's Carolina with Matt Corral, or it's Atlanta with Desmond Ridder, or Tampa with Kyle Trask. But Jimmy Garoppolo is going to end up somewhere paired with a young quarterback, and I don't think it's going to be Purdy or Lance. And with Purdy and Lance, they're under contract for the 2023 season. And I think that if the 49ers get a really good offer for Lance, I think at this point they're going to take it. If they end up getting like offered a late first and early second, I believe that's the kind of capital it would take for them to trade Trey Lance, despite the fact that they traded 3 first-round picks to get him. Brock Purdy, I think that as of now, he's the projected starter for week one. So, yeah, I think that there's a very good chance at this point Brock Purdy ends up being week one starter, whether Trey Lance is on the team or not. But in terms of like my personal NFL opinion, I do think that Trey Lance should get the shot. There is holes in Brock Purdy's game. There's, you know, both film and analytics people like say he is a sheep in wolf's clothing or whatever it's called, where, you know, there's a lot of holes to his game that haven't been exposed yet because of how good the Niners are. The only opposition to that statement, though, is he could just be this for his whole career, you know, a la early career Tom Brady. Yes, I know it's a leap to make Brock Purdy into Tom Brady, but early career Tom Brady relied on great defenses and, you know, good scheming. He probably didn't, I mean, Brady definitely never had as good of a repertoire in early New England as he did Purdy has with McCaffrey and Ayuk and Samuel. But basically, I think Purdy has the ability to, not elevate this Niners team, but, you know, keep it afloat. So I think that's what they might end up doing for the 2023 season. So Reason for taking me a break, only one of those players will be on the roster. I would say give me a break. I think it's pretty likely at this stage Purdy and Lance are both on the Niners roster September 1st. Next, Tom Brady signs with a non-Bucks slash Patriots team. I think this is a reasonable take. And part of me, you know, might say I have sour grapes over how the season ended with the playoffs. I have been a football fan for 25 years, and I have never watched a more frustrating team than the 2022 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, I've seen much worse teams with James Winston and Jeff Garcia and Bruce Gronkowski. I've seen worse teams, and I've seen teams that, you know, ended up with the number one overall pick. But the Tom Brady teams were so frustrating, probably not because of Tom Brady, but because there were holes around the team, and the team wasn't able to you know, reset or rebuild. So for me, I think that the Bucks have to just, you know, take what they have and be like, all right, we have to stink for a couple of years because they borrowed so much money from the 2021 and 2022 teams to put up, you know, try and run it back with Tom Brady after that Super Bowl run. So I think it's in the Bucks' best interest to start the rebuild. You know, go with Kyle Trask. If he stinks, maybe you get a chance at Caleb Williams. Patriots, I think, are an interesting concept. I think that it makes kind of sense for both parties. Maybe the Patriots aren't as talented as maybe some of the other possible suitors. You know, we talk about San Francisco as a possible suitor. We talk about Arizona as a possible suitor. Like, there's teams that have talent that are possible suitors. But I do think that right now, if I were to rank the likely outcomes, I would say one would be a signing with a non-Bucks Patriots team. Two would be retirement. Three would be Patriots. Four would be Bucks. And maybe that's my optimism towards, I don't want another year of Brady. I want to go into rebuild. And you might say, why are you a fan if you don't want them to win? Taking another year where we're pushing money off to the side is not going to be worth another, you know, 9-8 wild card performance. And I don't see the team getting precipitously better because they're losing a bunch of players to free agency. They have no money. So I want Tom Brady to sign elsewhere, get the free agency compensation for the Bucks. So that's what I think. I think that most likely he signs with a non-Bucks Patriots team, and that's where we're at. Lamar Jackson is not a Raven. Reasonable take or give me a break? This is a give me a break. We can squabble and talk about where players are going to go, where players are going to get traded, and sign free agency. I just don't see a scenario where a player of Lamar Jackson's caliber hits free agency. Obviously there were some pretty big quarterback trades in recent memory with Russell Wilson and with Matthew Stafford. But I just don't see this happen. I mean, the report that the Ravens were offering $125 million is an absolute joke. And if that's literally all they're going to offer, then he's not going to be on the Ravens. But I'll talk about this throughout this podcast, that when in doubt, assume things are going to stay the same. When in doubt, assume transactions aren't going to happen. And so I think things are in doubt. And so I'm saying, give me a break. Lamar Jackson will be a Raven. Lamar Jackson, not on the Ravens, is a give me a break. Give me a break. Next, we have Russell Wilson. This one I'm starting to buy into. We've alluded to it in the last couple of podcasts that Russell Wilson, even though his value is starting to creep up, just imagine if it's starting to creep up now, which is just weeks after the worst season of his career, imagine what it's going to be like when we start talking ourselves into whichever head coach he has, whichever offensive coordinator he has. I am definitely going out and trying to buy some Russell Wilson right now. I think he has a chance before the season even starts to rebound to be a top 12 quarterback in Dynasty ADP, Dynasty Value, Dynasty Rankings. So I think it's a reasonable take, aka I'm the one who put it together. Russell Wilson, Dynasty Value, rebounds to a top 12 QB. The only thing that might stop it is that there are so many good young quarterbacks, and Russell Wilson is 34 years old. But I think that Russell Wilson has the ability and the pieces around him with a good coaching staff to be like the top of the old, quote-unquote older quarterbacks. All right, next, before we get into the next half of the show, I got to tell you about RotoViz. It's a new year, 2023, and it's time for you, YOU, to get your RotoViz subscription for the 2023 offseason. You know, we got rookie drafts coming up, Devy drafts, Free agency is a big impact in the NFL, or NFL and Dynasty impact. So you got to get involved with RotoViz today. ROTOVIZ. RotoViz.com. But your promo code is RVRadio2023. So if you want to get 10% off your subscription, make sure you go to RVRadio2023. All the content and tools. We're going to be talking about hashtag tools very soon on the podcast. We always go through, you know, the two our favorite tools and how we use them throughout the offseason, especially in those early February episodes. So make sure you're tuning in to RotoViz and the RotoViz Radio and using promo code RVRadio2023 to support the podcast.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Next, this is going to be a busy quarterback offseason. I'm just going to run down free agency quarterbacks, and then we'll talk about them a little bit more. Andy Dalton, Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, Cooper Rush, Daniel Jones, Gardner Minshew, Geno Smith, Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Taylor Heineke, Teddy Bridgewater, Tom Brady, Tyler Huntley. There's going to be some quarterback movement. Now, obviously, some of these guys are pretty much guaranteed jobs. Daniel Jones is going to be starting quarterback, and Tom Brady's going to be starting quarterback if he plays. Those are the two guaranteed. So if we're looking at some of the next echelon of players, Jimmy Garoppolo, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith. I hesitate putting him here, but I'm putting him here. Geno Smith, Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players that are quote-unquote potential starters. How many of those six are starters? I'm going to say I would set the over-under at 2.5. I think that Geno is most likely locked into having a starting job. There's a slight chance he ends up being paired with a young quarterback and ends up losing his job midseason type of thing. But I think he's played well enough to be outside of that tier. So then we're looking at Jimmy G, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Jacoby Brissett, and Taylor Heineke. I'd set the over-under at 2.5. And I think the two most likely out of this group outside of Geno to get starting jobs are going to be Jimmy G and Baker Mayfield. For me, if I was the Bucs, I'd rather sign Baker. I think it more likely than not with the Matthew Stafford injury. I don't think that with Sean McVay returning to Los Angeles, I would be surprised to see Sean McVay let Baker Mayfield leave Los Angeles because they need a backup quarterback. They need a guy behind Stafford in case the injury does not heal or does not, you know, return to, you know, playable form. And so I think it makes more sense for them to continue with Baker than it does to go after Darnold or Jimmy G or Jacoby Brissett. So yeah, I said the over under at 2.5, and I would lean under because I think that it relies on both Baker and Jimmy G getting starting jobs, and I think only one will. Next, so let's say if I said it at 2.5, over 2.5 will be quarterbacks. Give me a break. All right, reasonable take. Give me a break. David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, and Josh Jacobs all change teams. I'm going to say this is a reasonable take. I think that the most likely to be re-signed with his team is probably Miles Sanders. You know, they're on a playoff run. They might try and keep things as cohesive and similar as possible if they want to run it back if they end up winning a Super Bowl or getting to a Super Bowl. So yeah, I think the Miles Sanders most likely to, but I think that they might end up, you know, addressing some of their defensive needs and other things, and using the draft and cheaper free agency than Miles Sanders to address that. So I'm going to say it's a reasonable take that all three of these players end up on new teams. They might even be going to each other's team. Miles Sanders might go to Chicago. David Montgomery might go to Philly. But I do think there's going to be some very interesting movement going on with these three running backs. I think all three of them are set to be RB1s in their new offenses, and all three are set to be like top 15 to 16 running backs in fantasy football. David Montgomery might be, you know, the exception there, but he's been hot and cold in his career. But when he's gotten the volume, he has been, you know, at least fantasy relevant. Next one we have is DJ Chark is the best FA wide receiver. This is a very, very, very weak wide receiver class. I'm going to run through them real quick just for you so you can hear the names one by one. Nelson Aguilar, Sterling Shepard, DJ Chark, Randall Cobb, Marvin Jones, Julio Jones, Alan Lazard, Jacoby Myers, Juju Smith-Schuster, AJ Green, N'Keal Harry, Ashton Doolin, Jameson Crowder, Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, Paris Campbell, James Washington, Jalen Guyton, Greg Dortch, Nick Westbrook, Akine, Dante Pettis. So very, very weak wide receiver class. There's really only three guys that I would consider impact wide receiver free agents. We have DJ Chark, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Jacoby Myers. I think it's very unlikely Jacoby Myers ends up hitting free agency. He probably ends up getting re-signed before the tampering window begins. Juju's an interesting concept, and it might, like the last two games, it might have an impact on whether he gets re-signed or not before and or after free agency. But Chark is underrated. Chark is underrated NFL-wise. Chark is underrated dynasty value-wise. I'm going to be looking for where he lands in the 2023 season. I'm not sure if it'll be Detroit. Maybe it will, but they have a bevy of weapons with Monroe St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and they have the draft picks to restore the tight end position. I do think that with Hockenson gone, that does make a little bit more likely they end up re-signing DJ Chark, but he was injured for most of the season, so they weren't able to really see a full picture of him. But whether it's in Detroit or elsewhere, I think that, you know, fantasy-wise, he's probably the most interesting guy. Juju Smith-Schuster, I think he is what he is at this point. He's going to be a low-end wide receiver two, high-end wide receiver three. I think DJ Chark is a little bit more exciting and has a little bit more upside, both NFL-wise and dynasty-wise. But we'll see what kind of contract he gets, because both Juju and Chark got one-year contracts, which obviously isn't indicative of teams having a lot of faith in him. And we'll wrap up the show with one more set of players that are going to be on new teams. Reasonable taker, give me a break. So I do think that it's a reasonable take to say DJ Chark is the best FA wide receiver in a very weak wide receiver class. Last one, Mike Gesicki and Dalton Schultz will both be on new teams. If you would have asked me, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, will Dalton Schultz be on the Cowboys? I would have said, yeah, definitely. Why wouldn't he be on the Cowboys? But, and I know that obviously people are emotional during playoff games and things like that, but I didn't know there was a vitriol towards Dalton Schultz from Cowboys fans. I probably a very small sample size, but I saw several Cowboys fans saying they were sick of Dalton Schultz, that, you know, he consistently made mistakes. It wasn't just the toe drag swag that you know, was a highlight or low light of the season for him. But the Cowboys, I think that they are going to value the receiving position, the receivers over the running backs. I don't see a chance where they can re-sign Tony Pollard, which is going to be bad for their offense because Zeke was so much worse unless they end up cutting him as a cap casualty. But yeah, I think that it's more likely that they target Schultz over Pollard in terms of if they're like, okay, we can only sign one of these two weapons. But the vitriol from the Cowboys fans makes me think that it is more possible than I thought that Dalton Schultz would be on a new team. And Mike Gesicki, this is a hopeful one. Like, Mike McDaniel proved himself to be a quote unquote offensive genius. Mike McDaniel proved himself to be a solid head coach. He, you know, was leading the Dolphins with Tua, and then he kind of limped into the playoffs with Skylar Thompson and Teddy Bridgewater. But the one thing dynasty owners, fantasy owners can have against Mike McDaniel is his use of the tight end. He really didn't use it. Mike Gesicki had a few touchdowns, but really wasn't a part of the 20-yard line offense. So as far as a person who likes Mike Gesicki, a person who likes Mike Gesicki in dynasty, I am hoping that he is on a new team. So Mike Gesicki and Dalton Schultz will be on new teams. Will both be on new teams. I will say it's a reasonable take. You know, Cowboys have lots of other priorities, and the Dolphins, I don't see them needing to pay big money for a position they don't end up using. All right, that was a quick little Dynasty Tradecast on RotoViz Radio. I hope you enjoyed the solo podcast. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and make sure you use RV Radio 2023 to get your own RotoViz Pass, and you can use that to use all our content and tools. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Ta-da!